Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 as we are joined by the great Brandon, Kyle, Scott from Hiram Clark. B. Scott, what's happening, man?
Man, I'm doing good on a football Friday, on a Halloween football Friday. Man, the vibes are immaculate.
Mm-hmm. Not as immaculate as yesterday. I feel bad. Actually, no, I don't feel bad. I feel mad. I'm mad at the rest of our office for having our Halloween party on not Halloween, because today was the day that we were supposed to be coming to America out. You know what I mean? Like, if that was, today was supposed to be the day.
I will say that, so I just had way too much going on to participate. And I don't know if I would have anyway until I saw y'all in the Coming to America.
Dude, we were a hit.
Dude, y'all were a hit. And y'all, specifically in my heart. Mm-hmm. Like, this was a costume choice that was specifically after my heart, whether y'all know it or not. And I would have wanted to have been King Jaffe Jaffer.
Oh,
ruler of Zamunda.
Yeah. We had room for more people in our...
Who's going to clean up all these rose petals?
Who's going to clean up all these flowers? Man. I would have loved to have... You ain't met no Martin Luther King.
Yeah, that's my favorite line.
He quoted that about 5 times yesterday.
Of all the low-key the lines that just make me buckle over, he goes, Martin Luther King.
For some reason, this is a subtle one, but when Jaffe goes... My son works. He works at McDowell's. My son works. Something about that, man.
McDowell's on Queens Boulevard. I think he works there.
My son works. Hilarious.
The royal blank is clean.
Very.
What is this, McDowell's?
So let's go around the NFL. You talked about who's going to clean up all these rose petals. That's kind of a little bit of a question for the Dolphins now after a 28-6 loss. We'll come back to the game itself, but we did have some news this morning. As of 45 minutes ago, the Dolphins and general manager Chris Greer have parted ways, mutually parted ways, mind you. Mm-hmm. So he came in today and was like, you know what, guys?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's actually, that's not how he got fired.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. However, with this, you know, with the release that they had, they also make it clear that Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Dolphins, will remain in that role at the very least until the end of the season.
So he gone.
Yeah, he's gone. I was going to say even beyond that, it feels like once the GM goes, it's a fire sale of sorts. Mm-hmm. Or like what would be the justification of the next guy coming in and attaching himself to Mike McDaniel or Tua for that matter? And I understand that that's a little bit more cost prohibitive because he has a contract. But we understand like when this happens, when the GM goes – everything that the GM orchestrated and the whole reason of why he is gone becomes in question.
Yes.
And you got to figure that, you know, all heads have to be rolling at this point.
I mean, I think that that actually leans a little heavier into a question that was asked last night that I was kind of pondering on. Could you make the argument that Tua, which as you're right, they can't, it's prohibitive to get off him until the end of next season.
Right.
But Tua and the way that they built the roster, trying to build it for speed and everything that clearly hurt them, is it, could you make the argument that that failed Mike McDaniel? Because he still shows that he can give you schematic advantage, which is what you're looking for in that offensive guy.
Yeah, it's a little bit uncomfortable because a lot of the questions about Mike McDaniel go a little bit beyond, or I would say far beyond, just the X's and O's and, sure. And schematics of it all, like the football of it all. But like, is this a real leader? Is this somebody that people listen to, that people respect, you know, beyond just his intellect, but like, his actual leadership or his status as said leader, like that,
yeah.
That is in question. And I feel like as a head coach of a football team specifically, and really a leader of anything, you at the very least have to have the respect of both those who employ you and those who you are tasked with leading.
Yeah, he's a homeless man's Wade Phillips. He's not even a poor man's Wade Phillips. He's a homeless man's Wade Phillips. Yeah. Because
I hate this though, because I've said this on the air that I'm rooting for the Stoner head coach to.
No, he's
succeed.
A coordinator. He could be a great coordinator. And
even then, we saw him 1 year as a coordinator with 2021 in San Fran.
Mm-hmm. But you know, he will get another job. But he's gone. But
I think he'll be good in another job still.
Yes, you know? He's one of those guys that will never be a head coach again because. Of what you said, the leadership, the vibe, the aura, all of it is just not there.
And to be clear, though, where it does connect with the football is that if it had worked, right, because there are a lot of reasons to have looked at this whole thing and seen how it could have worked. The fact that it didn't, and whatever his role in that is, and certainly he has one, the fact that it didn't now reflects poorly on all of that. Like, what I'm saying is if it works, now it's cutting edge. Now it's perhaps a new trend. Now people are maybe looking for the next Mike McDaniel. And now, you know, the way that it worked out is a lot different.
And one more thing on this that I think is most important, especially as it might pertain to the Texans. I don't know what the exact number is. I'm sure you know it off the top of your head regarding Tua and next year. But there's already been precedent of just eating those contracts. You know, Kirk Cousins, wasn't Russell Wilson in Denver?
He was, just to change the vibe,
yeah,
right?
Just to change. Yeah. So I'm not saying that it's a done deal that he's going to be there or at least he can be the starter or whatever, which leads to my bigger point of interim general manager, you're going to get a new head coach. The precedent, although it's unique, might not be is definitely not unprecedented with just eating that contract. Trade season, baby.
Well, that's why I
trade season.
That's why I just simply called it cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what type of appetite they have for doing this thing. Mm-hmm. But you know, a new guy comes in there, if he's got the full belief of Ross and, you know, the people that are signing the checks, then, they could eat the money.
The problem with eating it is that you are in a net negative. It's not even just like you're eating dead cap. You are literally underwater. Like, think on a lease on a car, right? You're underwater there.
Upside down in your upside down in the payment.
100%.
And D&M, by the way,
you also, that's the shout out to D&M Auto Leasing. never getting you upside down on those payments.
Nicely done.
What happens there though is your roster is also terribly built. So why would you go and take that money, go get another quarterback for a roster that's not
all
good?
I'm saying is it's not unprecedented.
But I think that could leave an opportunity for Mike McDaniel to get a little more space. And I know that I'm crafting this narrative. You might think Reggie is going wild. However, I would like you to listen to once more. The Tua Tagovailoa at the mic, as he has given us a lot of these types of moments over the last month or so, if not longer in his career there. This is him talking about one of the things that maybe gave him issue. Remember, this game was played at home at Hard Rock Stadium yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The 4th-and-1 where Larry Borum was called for the false start, what was your understanding of what happened there as far as to
I would say to? I would say with the Ravens fans, it maybe got a little muffled with my cadence and you know, the crowd noise. So, you know, we kind of talked about that on the sideline after and got that corrected.
Oh, wow. He is blaming the opposing crowd noise?
Of course.
Too loud. Yes. Too loud in that open-air stadium.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
At home.
Was the Raven fans that loud, or was the Dolphin fans just booing every chance they could get?
Mm-hmm.
Because every time they pan the camera to the crowd, man, you see thumbs down. You see booing from Dolphin fans.
Yep. I like that we're trying to justify this as if Tua is not just out here saying nonsense.
I mean, it is this like one of those his truth type of thing? You know, when they say speak your truth?
Mm-hmm.
Is this his truth?
Only one truth, B. Scott. Only one ultimate truth.
You know how they be out here doing.
Yeah.
But the Ravens got a 28-6 win over the Dolphins. We talked about the Dolphins side where it felt like a microcosm of the entirety of this Mike McDaniel time period, his tenure. Lamar Jackson, still Lamar Jackson, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. What is rust? What is rust?
Yeah, that's a great point.
Does it exist? Mm-hmm. Like, not with this guy. I mean, efficient. Didn't necessarily have to run the ball, and like 4 touchdowns, no picks. The defense goes out there and surprisingly does some things, and maybe that's just a product of the Dolphins being a disaster. But yeah, man, no rust at all, and suddenly now the Ravens look like a team that you've got to take seriously, because I'm not saying that they're going to run the table, but with Lamar Jackson, they are a different team, and they have to be taken. They have to be taken seriously or considered a serious team against anybody. Yeah, well, I take them seriously in any game they play.
Mm-hmm.
With Lamar Jackson, absolutely.
Derrick Henry was better.
I meant to mention that. You get a Lamar Jackson passer game and a quintessential Derrick Henry game.
Yeah,
that's your formula.
Yeah.
How much of this though is meeting against the Miami
sure.
Dolphins?
Yeah, no, it's sure. A bit.
One thing I will say: Miami Dolphins did, like, for the first half of football, we're still throwing the football really well up and down, which I texted you guys this. There's verifiable proof of this where I went, oh, this defense still ain't it for the Ravens.
But
which
ultimately,
has been an issue.
It was better, ultimately.
Which, again, how much of that better is the Miami Dolphins, right?
I'm with you. I mentioned that. But
I think that we're still seeing that bad Ravens team that we saw at the early portions of the season. I think we're just back to that square as opposed to the bad and injured team that was in there in the
middle. even that Ravens team, albeit with a small sample size, when they were going up against the Texans, they were one of the better offenses in football.
And
that didn't had not done much for their record or their results ultimately, but it does put them in any game, kind of to the point. And I would say, like, their schedule, I think this was, I haven't actually looked at their schedule.
Their division.
But it was pointed out on the broadcast how their schedule is favorable going forward. So you think with a favorable schedule and an MVP, a legitimate MVP who's playing like one, you got to take the Ravens at least a little bit seriously.
Teams that still remain on the Ravens schedule, not inherently in order, but teams that are still there. They have the Browns still one time. They have the Bengals 2 more times. They have the Steelers twice, and the Steelers are the team directly ahead of them.
One game.
One and a half, because they're one game back in the win column, but they're a game and a half back. They still have the Jets on their schedule as well. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games against teams that we could look at and probably just be like, right, before we even get to some teams that are maybe, or games rather, that anyone knows, right? Like, the Patriots have been really good. The defense has even been pretty solid, but who knows later on in the season. And then the Vikings, which that's another who knows, especially with where, because that's their game next week with Carson Wentz obviously being done for the season. And is J.J. McCarthy, what does he look like coming in if he's the guy that goes? Like, there's still interesting things that be asked of this Ravens team to possibly get into it, which probably not the best thing for the Texans in some way, although I guess you do have a tiebreaker over them.
I would just say that the thing about it, though, is every team that you mentioned, I'm not going to say every team, but you mentioned some teams there that are capable of doing this, but every single one of them knows going in that they've got to compete with that. Like, if you're the opposing offense, you don't have to go against the other offense, obviously, but you kind of are because you know that they're capable of doing the things, or some of the things that you've seen them do throughout the season whenever Lamar Jackson has been healthy, and notably last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So remember, around the NFL, going right here on Sports Radio 610, and Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, continuing around the NFL. I saw this. This is a little bit of drama happening in New York amongst the Giants. Dexter Lawrence, usually regarded pretty well as an interior defensive lineman in the NFL. There's a little bit of friendly fire happening up there as Carl Banks, he's a franchise legend there, obviously played with the Giants 9 seasons from 1984 to 1992, and he won 2 Super Bowls with this team. So he's got an opportunity and a platform to talk. He is on like that Believe network for the Giants. This is what he said about Dexter Lawrence on that platform.
Dexter Lawrence, nobody respects you anymore. Nobody. Your opponents do not... The pre-injury Dexter is not there in their heads. They don't respect you. And there's a difference. You're on the field. They're blocking you with a 9-year backup center. You're not making a difference. The old Dexter would. Okay? There are a lot of things that go into your performance. Only you know what that is, whether you're still recovering or not. I'm just telling you now, I'm looking at enough tape to know that your opponents don't respect you. Not like they used to. And here's the thing. When Darius Alexander gets in the game, when Roy Robinson gets in the game and they substitute for you, those guys
DJ,
are making
DJ
plays.
Davidson.
DJ That's Davidson. Those guys are making plays against the same guys that are blocking you. I'm going to just say this. Again, I don't know the circumstances. It's time for you to start expecting more of yourself. I don't know if you're injured. I don't know if you've fully recovered. But it's time to start asking more of yourself because they don't respect you.
Man, that is deep. That feels like it cuts deep. And I don't want to say because he didn't get personal, but it got like
as close to that line as you could get, I think.
Over the top, I feel like it's fair. Like I feel like he had made his point.
Yeah.
And when you say they don't respect you, and I get what
that's the thing. The one word meant what it changed the whole like if he had not said the respect thing and just did everything else, we'd all be going, yeah.
But I did feel like in his defense slightly, he was trying to paint it in a football context. Like they don't respect you in this way. And right. They don't respect
you. He sounded like a coach, to be honest. As if a coach was talking to a player like, man, look at them. They ain't respecting you. Got to do that. That's what he came across as.
And this is interesting to me because, like, I'm looking over here at ESPN.com. They point out that Lawrence is being double-teamed at a league high nearly 75%.
Yes.
Now, you know, on pass rush opportunities.
And to be fair, he has only recorded a half sack and had 20 tackles to this point, and he's played 100 games in his career.
Right. And the production hasn't been there, but if true that he's being double-teamed at a league-high rate, that would perhaps explain it. But there's also some discrepancies on what counts as a double-team. We talked to Seth Payne right here in this building, and he'll object to some of the data accumulation on that or how it's done. So, like, this is the eye test versus and is the player actually really watching film like he says, or is he just going based off of the fact that the guy's not productive? It's a little nuance here, I feel like.
Well, I believe he's watching film, first of all.
Carl Banks.
Carl Banks.
Yeah, sure.
I do believe that. And secondly, you know, no matter which way you fall on this, I think Giants fans are like, believing Carl Banks. He's a legend. I mean, he's an absolute – he's got that the pedigree, you know, he's got the pelts on the wall.
Yeah, I would take the player's word for it too, but it does get inflammatory when you use the word respect.
Well, Dexter Lawrence, this is what his response
was.
Those are strong words. That's how he feels. F it.
Yeah.
He's delusional. His words are delusional.
Yeah.
So I just found out like a legend of your team being pretty harsh on the player and the player being like, well, bleep him.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He ain't going to win.
Yeah.
Not in the public opinion.
This will be like, and obviously these two guys have a great relationship. This will be like J.J. Watt going after Will Anderson.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, oh, man. Especially Will Anderson, because I don't think I look at that Giants team and go, you know what's really plaguing them? Dexter
Lawrence.
They got
that Dexter Lawrence guy.
That's what's doing it. I figured it out, boys. But yeah, one more thing around the NFL. I didn't want to bring this up again. Travis Hunter. On the IR, dealing with that knee injury. So he's going to be out 4 weeks, which that, you know, depending on what that does to the Jaguars, you're a game back from them in the standings, and you have them in that four-week window, so you will not see Travis Hunter anymore for the remainder of this season as the Houston Texans.
Yeah, hate it for Travis Hunter, love it for the Texans.
Yeah. Yes. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we got B. Scott in the building, and you know we got to get his thoughts. So let's get B. Scott's thoughts next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.